The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 24th of May, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way in about 5 minutes. When it comes to our mobile phones, what have we been clamoring for? Most people say, give me more screen. And we thought we were going to get that in the iPhone X, but we got the little notch at the top. Well, guess what? The folks over at, not Apple, Vivo. Yes, Vivo. They have finally found a way to make an all-screen phone for all of us. They actually showcased their Apex during the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and is going to be making its way to market very soon. Now, how can this thing have a complete screen? Nothing else. Well, that's because the fingerprint sensor is kind of underneath the display. And you're thinking, okay, well, where did they put the camera? That can't be underneath the display. No, it's not. It's a little thing at the top of the phone. It pops up when you need to use the camera. So that's how you're getting an all-screen display. And speaking of screen, it's 5.99 inches. And it is an OLED panel. Other things you're going to get is a Snapdragon 845 processor, USB Type-C connector, and unlike an Apple phone, a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. Hey, speaking of Apple and the iPhone, did you have to pay for an out-of-warranty battery, say, on your iPhone 6 or 6 Plus devices, and did this between January 1st, 2017 and December 28th, 2017? Well, looks like you're going to be getting some money back. Yeah, that's right. Apple said yesterday it's going to refund customers who actually paid for an out-of-warranty battery replacement. How much money are you getting? Well, you're going to get a $50 credit. Yeah, not really cash, credit. And as long as you did that battery swap in an Apple-authorized service location. Yes, third-party. Party's not allowed. Now, of course, to take advantage of this, you're going to have to provide proof of purchase. Although Apple says they're actually going to reach out to eligible customers through email between now and July 27th. Yeah, we'll see how well that goes. Two-factor authentication. Yeah, pretty good to have that thing turned on, even though if it is a pain in the butt. Though Facebook's trying to make it a little bit less pain in the butt. That's why they decided to completely remove your phone number from the process. Say what? How's this going to work now? Yes, Facebook did say they've changed how they set up their two-factor authentication so they can make it a little bit more streamlined for their users and eliminate the phone number. So, now that they got rid of the phone number, what are you going to be doing? Well, they're going to use apps such as Duo Security and even Google Authenticator. Now, if you think it's going to be a headache, Facebook's saying, no, don't worry about that. The process has been completely refined, and it will be much more simpler than before. How simple, you say? Well, probably about as simple as Cambridge Analytica got all of our info. Finally! Ah, Doctor Who fans. And let's face it, a lot of Doctor Who fans are probably on Twitch too, so this is like a match made in heaven. BBC and Twitch have come together to bring the majority of Doctor Who classic episodes. Alright! The classic episodes meaning all the way back to 1963, all the way up to 1989. Yes, indeed, all of these episodes will be coming to the streaming services platform, and it's all coming May 29th. Woohoo! Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. I know, I just got you so excited you're saying, oh man, Kyle, what? Well, you've only got 7 weeks to watch all of these episodes. After that, we'll see. Sometimes it depends. If these things go well, they say, well, yeah, it's going really well. Let's extend it. Then again, you never know. In any case, you better start getting caught up on some sleep between now and then. 500 episodes? That's a lot to cover in 7 weeks. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our home for the podcast, the blog, the review, and the bash tickets. Check in on it today. We have a few left, though I'm going to tell you right now, there's not a lot left. So if you are thinking about coming to the British Tech Bash 2018, you best get in your order right now. Simple to do, britishtechnetwork.com/bash. Get signed up today. Also, find us on Instagram, Facebook, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And you know what I'm going to say already. I'm talking about our British Tech community. You can find us all over there at britishtech.slack.com. That is where the community is at, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. The News Show. Nope, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We won't be here for a Friday or a Monday episode. Very sorry about that. about that. I'm off on business tomorrow, and Monday is a bank holiday. So we will be returning to you on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend, that whole bunch of time. Tuesday should be a bit of a long episode, I hope. But until then, hope you guys have a great Friday ahead, a great weekend ahead. Enjoy the bank holiday. We'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.